Three mild concussions over the span of a lifetime is all it takes to significantly impede brain function later in life and triple the risk of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us have been sitting here trying to work out how many times we've had concussions.
Yeah.
I'm thinking two, maybe.
Well, it happened a lot in football back in the day, didn't
back,
it?
Back, well, as I've said, I wouldn't have let my children play the footy I
That's
had to
shocking.
Play.
It was shocking.
Shocking.
Wasn't it?
You were just a punching bag.
Yeah, I can. Well, yes, two concussions for me, and I can remember.
Can anyone here beat two?
I can remember the individuals who gave me the concussion. I know both of those people's names.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't
hold a grudge.
No. Damien was an outside player. He didn't get concussion. So was Scorcher. He didn't get concussion. And a strong cold front is forecast to sweep Victoria this week, bringing snow to the high country and sending maximum temperatures at Mount Dandenong to 12 degrees. As we were discussing yesterday, we have had yet another mild summer.
Does that often happen in February? I mean, there is always this sort of outlier weird weather moments, isn't there? But
yeah.
I wonder how often that happens.
I do like it that outside they're beavering away, coming up with exciting things in Melbourne in February, apart from Black Caviar Lightning Stakes Day.
Uh-huh.
The Dragon...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, it's on the screen as Drag and Boat Festival. And I thought, well, that's an interesting combination.
That could be interesting. Right?
Yeah, boats full of people in drag. The Dragon Boat Festival.
Right. Well, actually,
I would have thought that would have been associated with Lunar New Year, but anyway.
Are we going to find out something at 6:15 about what's happening in February, maybe?
You've obviously remembered what we're doing at 6:15.
Well,
I can't remember.
You'll find out soon.
Good. The Midsummer Festival, Phantom of the Opera. Oh, this is a great lead-in. We're speaking to Sally Cabb.
There we go.
All we're saying is, we're speaking to the Lord Mayor, and all we're saying is nothing's happening in Melbourne. So it'll be her job to redress that imbalance.
Indeed, indeed. Hey, Bonds has taken off.
The airline.
So I was with my mother last night, who, by the way, has gone back to choir. She hasn't been to choir for 3 years,
right?
For obvious reasons. She's gone back to choir. Bonza, she says, Bonza, I'm not so sure. Is that a good name for an airline? What do you reckon?
Bonza, they're all things like Scoot. Wasn't there one called Scoot?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's a great name for an airline.
Well, where's it based?
Good question.
Righto. Sunshine Coast, I'm being told.
Okay, anyway, I like the name.
See
the name of the actual airline? So Bonza is the brand name, and the plane's called Bazza.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, can you remember names of planes that you've flown on? I can only remember one. I've flown on the Novak Djokovic. I flew from Belgrade to Podgorica in Montenegro on the Novak Djokovic. Tony Leonard has called through to remind us that we do have AFL practice matches this month.
And mate, it is... We're not even into March.
It's one of my favourite Tonys. Where a bloke's going berserk and an umpire, and Tony's going, it's a, you know, like, we're not even in a march, mate.
It's only circle work.
Yeah. And other stories around this morning. Yeah. Popular fireworks should be replaced with cleaner drone and laser light shows to avoid the highly damaging impact on wildlife.
I'm over all this.
Yeah, all right. Well, no, I don't like fireworks.
What?
Well,
come off it.
Like, you've seen one, you've seen them all.
That's sort of true. Right. But it doesn't mean it's less exciting.
We'll find out from the Lord Mayor what the annual Melbourne City Council budget is for fireworks. It's 6:15.